buckets as far as the eye can see, filled with rare earth minerals.
Round Top is, again, it's very unique because we have a lot of the heavies.
15 of 17, right?
We do have all of them, but the ones we're really chasing are the ones we call the heavy rare earth elements.
Okay.
Dysprosium and terbium are the two big ones.
And while the Trump administration just formed a coalition with several countries, including Japan and Israel, the president has made it a priority to make the United States mineral independent.
So these magnets go in a lot of actuators, a lot of motors, in particular guided missile systems. They have little motors that steer them. So if all of a sudden the magnet that's steering your guided missile demagnetizes, you no longer have control of where your missile's going to go.
What we're looking at here is a small-scale mining operation. It's on a mountain near Round Top. They're also digging for rhyolite, and we can expect to see similar operations at Round Top in 2028. And the land being mined is also owned by Texas, and the General Land Office has control, leasing it out to mining companies like USA Rare Earth.
We've already done a bunch of piloting of all these processes. We're so confident in our data and our abilities to do it. We're accelerating right into it. So, yeah, it's been an exciting development.
While domestically mined and made magnets may initially cost more than those made in China, USA Rare Earth says that as the supply chain scales, cost will come down, an investment the land commissioner says America should get behind.